Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Jason and John Guest appear on the Superbook Tennessee Super Phone Line, live from the Topps Barbecue Studios on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Hey, it's JM. I want to tell you about Revival Barber Studio. That's where I get my haircuts, where I've been getting my haircut for years now. And the reason why is because I know they care. They want me to look my very best when I walk into Revival Barber Studio. And I'm very picky about that, right? I think as men, we need to be. You know, just because you're married, just because you got kids, you should still look good, right? Don't give up. I bounce around place to place. I finally found my haircut home, though, at Revival Barber Studio. The owner, my man Jeremy, he's a second-generation barber. Been doing it for a long time, a master barber for 16 years. When you walk in, it's got a Memphis feel. I love that. They do it all. Precision haircuts, hot lather shaves, beard trims, shampoos. So go see my friends, Jeremy, Carrie, and Archer today. Look good, play good, baby. It's a long weekend. Get your haircut. Book online at revivalbarberstudio.com or call 901-585-0165 today. Tonight, we have a potential closeout situation. Golden State has the opportunity to move on to the NBA Finals. It is amazing that, like, names change and faces change and years go by.
No doubt. You got to tip your cap.
And they are back in that thing. They're a game away.
I mean, six in 8 years.
That's pretty damn impressive, man.
It is. Is it not more impressive at this point than what the Spurs did? Winning the five? Yeah, Golden State's won six at this point. And I think this would put them at seven. Now, again, this isn't all Steph and those guys. I'm talking about as a franchise. But what they've done, obviously.
This would be four for Steph if he wins it, right?
Four. They've won. Yeah. I think in this iteration, like 3-2 in the finals, this group. Out of that 6 in 8 years, they're 3-2.
Yep.
Obviously looking for the sixth appearance.
Yeah.
So record-wise, no, that's not five. But I'm saying now that this will be seven for them as a franchise. And right. To your point about doing it through different iterations, one of them you got KD, and you still got to win this year.
Yeah.
But would it not be?
No, I think that the argument is that, like, LeBron actually came over to the West. And you still did it, you know? And you still found a way to do it. You still found a way to – he's the best player of this generation. And he went from being in the East his whole career to come over to the West. And, yeah, he got a title. He got that 2020 title. But you're still finding a way to get to the championship. Yeah, I mean, I think it is incredibly impressive. And, by the way, this is not – I mean, as far as stars go, Steph is Steph. But these are – you know, Klay has been – bad. I mean, Klay is – this is not the 63 points on five dribbles Klay Thompson we saw once upon a time. You know, he's different. Andrew Wiggins had to be rehabilitated in some way.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's just Steph and Draymond being the steady hands in this franchise. And you're adding guys along the way and finding good fits. And Kerr deserves some credit too, right? I think it's incredibly impressive because – None of the guys on Golden State are as dominant as LeBron James was for those Eastern Conference teams when he was in the finals every year, right? Like, Steph is not nearly as dominant as LeBron was. Steph can make some shots. Steph can make some plays. But it's a collaborative effort. It's a collective effort that this team has. And I hate them. Yeah, I don't enjoy them. I don't like their fans. I don't like how smug they are. But how can you do anything other than respect what they've done this season, being the three seed and being away, being a game away? You win the first round in five. You're probably going to win the Western Conference Finals in five. Mm-hmm. You beat the Grizzlies in six. I mean, pretty dominating, you know, left no room for doubt type run here for them.
I guess I've convinced myself since I asked the question that it's still because the Spurs won five in essentially a 15-year span. Okay, Golden State, you know, their first one, 47, 56, 75, take those out. That what's, you know, they've won these from 15, could be four from the years 2015 and now 22. So technically 4-7 seasons.
Yep.
It's 4-7, 5-14, 15.
Yeah.
I mean, but still, though, it wasn't that essentially the, you know, especially once you started in 2003, the same group, you know, that carried you through for the most part, that group that stayed together for so long. So, because they're more condensed and you won more, you know, with essentially the same group, it's probably still more impressive what the Spurs did. That said, you've got more titles than the Spurs, and this would be, like we said, a seventh for Golden State would separate them from the Bulls and put them behind only the Lakers and Celtics, who are each tied with 17. Bulls have six, Spurs five, Phillies three, Pistons three, Heat three, then you go down from there.
Yeah, I mean, I definitely do.
Puts them in elite territory, winning a seventh.
Yeah, so I think that's going to happen tonight. And the question just is, you know, how competitive is it? The one thing about these playoffs that has just, we talked about it a little bit with Ryan earlier, if you're winning the game as an underdog, if you're covering the number as an underdog, you're just winning, right? So either the favorites are blowing out the other team,
yeah,
or the underdog is winning the game outright. Like there's no in between where. Like, I thought maybe the Grizzlies had a chance to kind of sneak in there in game six, plus 8.5, right?
Mm-hmm.
Lose a close game, but cover the number. You know, we're just not seeing that. And it's kind of like, I really do. I feel like a lot of it is because of that three-point. It's the great equalizer, right? The team that gets hot from three has a direct impact on. And I think, honestly, it's because it's such a demoralizing thing to happen, right? When you see those threes go in the playoffs and the big moments, it's just a little deflating. You know, the Mavs going to get them up. We know that. The question is, Reggie Bullock, Dorian Finney-Smith, Max Kleber, all those role guys, can they continue to do this? They have been absolutely awful on the road. And Golden State has not lost at home. Why would tonight be the night? I know Luka Magic. I get all that, right? I get all that. It has been like, this is a hell of a run for them. You know, to win a game in the Western Conference. Nobody was talking about Dallas before this season started, were they?
No.
I don't think so. I mean, maybe some people, because of Luka.
Especially not, I think many after the Porzingis deal wondered, okay, how's this going to work?
We said at the time, what a weird deal.
Mm-hmm.
And
it made them better. Clearly it did. We had questions about that then, though.
For sure.
About whether it would.
Yes. It's just going to come down to that. It's just going to come down to these role guys. You know, answer the call. I don't think so. This is what I could honestly see. I could see this playing out exactly like the Grizzlies game six. This is game five, but same script, right? Dallas can keep it close in the first half because Golden State just knows. They know that they, you know, what the Lakers could not do, what they thought they could do, but what they couldn't do was flip a switch, right?
Mm-hmm.
They thought we could just coast to the regular season, try to get in as a 7 or 8, and then we could, like, make a run. Golden State can actually do that. They can flip a switch, get a turnover, couple threes, bang, bang. They flip the game entirely. So they can play around with Dallas for, you know, 38 minutes, 42 minutes, and then they can just decide, like they did with the Grizzlies, all right, no more games. We're going to end this out, and we're not going back to Dallas. And I think that's probably – I don't think they'd blow them out. I do think Dallas is going to come out and be competitive. It's a closeout game. But I see no path to victory for Dallas in this game. Like, I just can't see it.
Something I do find interesting because you noted Klay and his play. And in this series, he's shooting 28% from three. And the thing about Klay in these playoffs is it's gone down every series from the Denver series where he averaged 23 and shot 43% from three to the Memphis series where the average dips down to 18.5. We know he didn't shoot as well. It's 37% from three, still respectable. But to this series, Dallas, he's now averaging 15 points and shooting just 28% from three. It's almost like he's losing gas. Like he's running out of gas,
mm-hmm.
almost, it feels like, because the shooting percentages, the production has all gone down as the playoffs have worn on. You just wonder if a guy coming off the nature of the injuries that he has, having played, you know, come back the way he has, if he's sort of running out. Now, I don't. That's not going to hurt them tonight.
Right.
They don't need a great Clay tonight, but I do wonder if you're getting a Clay that's unraveling here, as the evidence would suggest, or the numbers would, what does that do for you against the Golden State, you know, excuse me, against the Boston Celtics? Because you need all your weapons against a team that's as good as defense, number one in the league during the regular season, as the Celtics are. So
he got,
might be a cause for concern.
Yeah, he got better as the Grizzlies series wore on, but against the Mavs, he has not shot better than 33% from the field from three, and that was the most recent game. And he only had 12 points. Like, that's what I'm saying. Like, there was
15, 15, 19, 12. It's all come down.
There was a time where Clay really was that dude, you know, where Clay was like, you could take turns. Clay, Steph, Clay. And I think he hit, like, again, he had like a 60-point game where he, you know, dribbled five times or something crazy like that, you know. Like, it just, you used to feel like if Clay got a shot, if he had a look, it was going in, right? And now it's like you assume it just isn't going to go in. It's the opposite.
But they're in a position where, you know, even if he's due a ton of money next year as well, but even if he's starting to come apart,
yep,
you know, age, whatever else, body, the injuries coming back from, where you've got a guy in Poole who you can stick beside Steph and still tell yourself, listen, and Poole doesn't come close to matching what Clay had been defensively in this league. Let's be real, too, though. Not same Clay after the injury defensively. But the point is, offensively, look, if Clay's deteriorating – now, the one thing Golden State's got to plug in at least the next couple of years is Jordan Poole. So
Very true.
Wouldn't be too much of a drop-off. In fact, offensively, you come off a little better as Poole matures and gets better.
I will
more
say,
consistent.
Though, Jordan Poole is a – he is
now, he gives
a
up.
Cone defensively.
He will give up everything he gets just about. But, see, that can get better.
It can.
That can get better. It wasn't like Clay came in the league just shutting people down either.
Yeah,
like, no, you can get better as a defender.
No, that's true. That's true.
He does let stuff blow by him, though.
But it does feel like – like, I mean, look, again, we talked about this a little bit yesterday, and we'll get into it with Frank in the next segment, but as a final series goes, I mean, I don't think we could ask for a better finals but in terms of teams remaining, you know? I think Boston-Golden State is going to be a hell of a series, and I could see it going either way. Like, that's all you want, right? If the Grizzlies aren't in it, you just want a classic finals. I could see that one being, like, every game, you know, because both teams are well-coached, both teams have stars. Neither team has, like, a dominant big man, right? Al Horford's kind of like their Draymond Green, you know, in terms of things he does.
Yeah.
Better
16,
from,
7, and 5 last night.
Yeah, he's better from three than Draymond.
Oh, absolutely.
But yeah, like, I kind of think there's some similarities there. And
my concern would be Marcus Smart's health, Robert Williams' health, just like I would say,
exactly.
Is Clay deteriorating on that side, it'd be – you know, how healthy is Marcus Smart? I know last night, you know, he's out there. Anytime he's out there, he can help you. He's plus 13, but only 5 points.
Yep.
You know, you just wonder there with the foot, how much of it bothering him. And then Robert Williams.
Yeah.
The minutes went up for him yesterday, 27, but 6 and 10. It wasn't, you know, super productive. That said, I mean, they were good enough to go last night. I mean, I suppose, you know.
Yep.
I feel better about Smart probably than I do about Williams. But that said, they may not need a 90% Williams.
Yeah, I heard.
I still would lean Golden State.
I heard Dan Devine on with Jeff today, and I do think it is worth mentioning that this as young as Jason Tatum feels, like they have been deep into the postseason several seasons. You know, so I don't necessarily think they're going to get to the finals and just, you know, have piss running down their leg, right, for lack of a better term. Like, I think they're going to, you know, I think they're going to give themselves, they're going to have something to say in this series. You know, experience does matter, no question about that.
Yeah, that's one thing. This is where they're experienced in the conference finals, having hit their head against this door for a while, but the next one will be new for them.
Well, you know, I guess you would say with Phoenix and Milwaukee, both teams were sort of in rarefied air last year. It wasn't like there was an advantage really one way or the other in terms of the stage. Chris Paul hadn't been to a finals before. I mean, the Suns had never really even been in the damn playoffs before. Mm. Milwaukee had been to the playoffs. They had never broken through to the NBA finals. So you probably would have given the edge to Milwaukee, and Milwaukee is the team that ended up coming back down from 2-0. Yeah, the question is, can Boston do that? I don't know that they'll be down 2-0. I think they'll probably be down 1-0. I said already, like, I will be betting Golden State in that game because they're going to have the rest advantage, right?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it won't be that much, though, right? Because, I mean, we think Boston's going to close out.
It'll be slight.
Miami on Friday. So they'll have a day, right? So we'll see what that advantage looks like. But, yeah, I think they could be down 1-0. But Boston is amazing after a loss. So I think that one has all the feels of a seven-game series. And Golden State's sick enough to, you know, close that out in Boston. They could do that. They've closed series out before on the road. They could do it again.
It's amazing to me how at one point this season we were wondering, the Celtics looked broken. We were joking with Brian Scalabrine about making a trade for Jaylen Brown.
That's kinda,
or something.
Kind of crazy.
Right, with the story was, yep, can Jaylen and Tatum coexist? Is this the right – you have to trade him. I think a lot of us were leaning, it's not going to work.
We were.
With the two of them together. They have pulled it together and become the best defensive team in the league. You know, it's like we talked about with Ryan McDonough. Marcus Smart, I think, had a ton to do with the way he called him out and the way they were – I mean, the accountability that they showed. Most time young guys league, I'm about James Ward, maybe you don't like that criticism. You don't respond to it necessarily to an old vet calling you out publicly like Marcus Smart had done. Man, they have responded and then some. Got to give a ton of credit to Udoka, clearly,
yep,
and that coaching staff in their first season doing a great job. But this turnaround for them has been – just as remarkable as anything else we've seen in the league this season. There's no question. They were a 500 ball club basically to start the year, to start the new year.
Yep.
Now they're on the brink of a finals here.
Absolutely.
First time for the franchise, I think, what, 12 years, 13 years? Not this group, though.
Yep.
This will be new for this group.
Yep. We'll talk to Frank Isola about all of this and more. His vote for Bain, not voting for Ja. Get his logic on that. The Grizzlies, potential finals, and more. Before we get to that, though, listen, we look at two teams last night that could have used a couple hours.
Clay needs to get back in there.
Absolutely, he already has used that technology. I know it's tough, you know, during a playoff series, but get to shoot 360, man. You know you need it. You need that work. And if you got a son or a daughter looking for something to do in the summertime, which we're in the thick of now, school is about to be out. It's a great place. They're gonna get to work on their game, improve their jumper, passing drills, dribbling drills. If they love basketball, they're going to absolutely love this place. It is a no-brainer. Shoot 360 right here in Memphis.
Yeah, it's a beautiful facility. That's the first thing you're going to notice when you walk in. It is made for – it's a basketball lover's paradise is what it is. But your kid, your boy, your girl, they're going to have fun. They're going to get better. They've got all the programs you need. As John said, it's not just your shot. They're going to work on your ball handling, your passing. Got a ton of interactive drills. They've got the development coaches you need, the weight training as well. So it's all in one place at 85 Market Center Drive in Kyrville. And I'm here as a dad to tell you, they make it affordable. Can do a one-year commitment, get 12 months as low as $130 a month. You're not going to beat that. That's why we tell you, you got to get out to Shoot 360. It's the future of basketball training in Memphis. The future's now out at Shoot 360. Go see them again at 85 Market Center Drive.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
In Kyrville.
Catch him on Around the Horn, PTI, Sirius XM, NBA Radio. His name is Frank Isola. He joins us now. Frank, what's going on, man? I appreciate the time.
playing music from some Boston group for a guy from New York. All right.
Yeah, that's
going to be my walk-up music.
That was a risky. It was a risky first impression on our producer's part.
That's my
bad.
I could have thought that through.
Yeah, he's got to wear that one, Frank. All right, so you became famous on Memphis Radio yesterday when we discovered that you voted our man Desmond Bane onto the All-NBA third team. The only vote he got. Why Desmond Bane?
Man, I might have to move to Memphis because so many people know. It's amazing the reaction you get from that. You know, I mean, obviously you vote for three teams. And, you know, my first team, I put the five guys that I voted top five MVP, which were, you know, Jokic, Embiid, Giannis, Tatum, and Devin Booker. And then I forget who I put on the second team, third team. You know, my thing with Desmond Bane, and, like, you know, I just think – you know, the NBA is at a place now, like, you know, I've been doing these awards for a long time. I covered the Knicks for 20 years. I've seen a lot of bad basketball. It comes down to, it never used to be where guys wouldn't play in a lot of games. Like, when we used to vote for awards, it's almost as if every player played, like, minimum 72 games. Now you got guys who are in the 50s. So, like, I factor a lot of stuff in for different players. Like, I didn't put LeBron on there because LeBron, you know, this team finished 11th in the West, which, you know, wasn't great. And is, you know, he only played 56 games. I didn't put John Morant on there. What did Memphis do without John Morant? 20-5 they went without him,
mm-hmm.
correct?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And my thing, listen, do I think John Morant and LeBron are top 15 players? Yeah. But that's not what All-NBA is for that season. And I thought Desmond Bane, you look at his games played, the way he performed, the fact that they had the second best record in the NBA, I just felt like somebody from that team, I couldn't vote for 15 players and not have somebody from the Memphis Grizzlies on there. And I thought that he played well enough both ends of the court to deserve to be on there. I also voted Mikal Bridges of Phoenix. I think I was the only one that voted for him. He played 80 games for the team with the best record in the league. Like, at some point, I don't know when it was, but it seems like the media, especially, and even some fans, don't care about games played anymore. It's the only sport. In fact, I'm going to go this. I think it's the only league of any sport in the world where it seems like fans and media don't care that guys don't play in games. I find it to be a little bizarre. The fact that Desmond Bane had to play in 76 games, mm-hmm. which means, you know, you're probably a little bit more worn out than the guy that plays in 55 games. Your team finishes with the second best record in the league. For me, that means something.
No, I don't see how we can dock you for, you know, rewarding the team that had the second best record overall and picking a guy who was, you could make the argument was the most consistent all the way through the season. I get my question for you, Frank. If Desmond's going to be this good and this consistent throughout his career, you figure John Morant's not going to miss 25 games a year, and then Jaren Jackson we saw as well on that first team All Defense, right, and a guy who may be in the running here soon for Defensive Player of the Year, certainly was so to some degree this season. How many do you think the Grizzlies can eventually get on? Like, in terms of the future, are you putting two, three guys, you know, on these top 15 teams coming in the next few years? What do you think?
That's a good point, because you think about guys that would have made it this year who, mostly because of injury, didn't.
Kawhi.
And Damian Lillard,
yep.
Paul George,
yes.
Kawhi Leonard, and Anthony Davis. Like, all, you know, those four guys are kind of, yeah, you know, you could see them making first, second, or third
team. No doubt.
So them being out had something to do with it. And to your point, there are guys aging. And again, like the situation with LeBron, like I hold LeBron to a high standard. Like, LeBron is one of the greatest players in the history of the sport. Like, I'm really going to say he had a great year and his team finished 11th? Like, does the record ever matter? And listen, I put Kevin Durant second team, and Kevin Durant only played in 55 games. But when he got injured, the Nets were in first place. When he went out of the lineup, they couldn't get a game. They lost 11 straight games with him out of the lineup. That's how bad they were. He carried them to seventh place, which is an 11th in the West like LeBron. He finished in seventh. But to your point, you know, Memphis has got – John Morant's the star of the team. We all know that. And it's a little bit different surviving in the regular season. Well, actually, they didn't just survive. They thrived without him. You know, you need superstar players in the playoffs. You see what's happening even with Boston. Jason Tatum on the road game six against – Milwaukee elimination game puts up 46 points. Mm-hmm. John Morant is the kind of player that could do something like that. I love that team. I love the way that they play. To me, they just got a bunch of hard-playing guys with a bit of an edge. I think Desmond Bane is like that. Certainly Dylan Brooks is like that. John Moran is like that. And let's be fair, guys. You could make the case the most interesting and entertaining series thus far was the Memphis-Minnesota series. There was a lot of back and forth. Yeah. It was really competitive. Like, to me, that to me has been the best series thus far. It's certainly not the Western Conference Finals and Eastern Conference Finals. Those haven't been entertaining at all.
No, they have not. And speaking of the Western Conference Finals, you know, how soon should the Grizzlies franchise fans, you know, expect to be in that? I mean, I know that it's hard to, you know, replicate being the two seed, and there were a lot of things that were happening in the West that helped them get there. But you know, how soon and how immediate should that goal be for the Grizzlies?
Well, I think next season. Why shouldn't they be one of the favorites to make it there? Because you look at Phoenix, you know, when you suffer a loss like that, and, you know, Chris Paul's going to be a year older, there's already talk about, you know, DeAndre Ayton might not be back with the team. I think the idea that Phoenix is going to go all in next season on trying to have a great regular season where they obviously put the pedal to the metal, and I respect that about them. But Chris Paul, you know, he's getting up there in age, and he wore down. And DeAndre Ayton, you know, there's a good chance he won't be back. And that's why for a team like Memphis, like, to me, they're ready to take that next step. And you guys know how it works. Luck factors into it sometimes. Right now, Miami has the sixth man of the year. Tyler Hero hasn't been able to play in the last two games. He's banged up. Clearly, Jimmy Butler is carrying an injury. Look at what happened to poor Ja Morant during the Golden State series. Health has a lot to do with it. You know, when teams win titles, no one's going to remember that Milwaukee last year, they ran into a Nets team which was really good, and the Nets smoked them in the first two games. Next thing you know, James Harden got hurt. Kyrie Irving got hurt. Kevin Durant shoots a three at the buzzer of Game 7. His foot was on the line. That would have won the series. They go into overtime. They lose. Next thing you know, you have Milwaukee's winning the title. Luck is always a major factor, and part of that is injuries. And let's face it, Memphis got really unlucky this year during the playoffs with what happened to John Morant.
When you watch him, Frank, I'm curious, you know, because we said let's see a little bit of Derrick Rose there. There's no question, right?
Yep.
With John Morant, some people have said Westbrook. You know, for you, I mean, some and you talk about culturally, it feels like they've compared him to Iverson for all those guys. For you, who's he the closest to? Who does he remind you of?
That's really good. I would say more Derrick Rose just because of the athleticism.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Iverson was obviously a great athlete, but, you know, Derrick Rose was exploding to the basket and dunking over people. And John Morant on those layups where he drives and he's able to kind of finish at the rim with his left hand. Really the disappointing one was the one against Golden State when he missed that one at the end. Well, I guess that was help defense from Klay Thompson. But I certainly think he's there. You know, it's interesting about a lot of the young players, though. And I still remember, you know, I had known P.J. Brown for a long time, and he was with Chris Paul, you know, one of Chris Paul's first years. I don't know if it was the Hornets or the Pelicans, whatever they were named back then. I don't even remember if they were playing in New Orleans or Oklahoma City, whenever it was. But he had said, you know, Chris Paul back then used to drive into the lane, hit floating shots, but he would take a big hit. Next thing you know, he would be on his back. Mm-hmm. And P.J. Brown said that he told him, like, you got to be careful doing that all the time because, you know, you want to try to stay healthy. And I think that's the thing with Ja Morant. You kind of want to balance when to attack the basket because that's what you love about him. He's so fearless at the rim, and he's such an exciting and dynamic player. But I think also kind of developing a better outside shot, becoming more of a better playmaker, which is going to happen over time, that'll, you know, kind of save some of the wear and tear. You still want him to be very aggressive, but maybe to diversify his game just a little bit.
Well, yeah, like to that point, like there was a time, you know, 2-3 years into the league, and we watched him at Memphis where you were like, there is no way that Derrick Rose is going to be anything other than this just violent, you know, driver downhill to the rim. And you look up and you watch him, whether it was, you know, this year, last year, you know, the end of his time in Minnesota, like the guy did reinvent. So that does give you hope that it can. Russell Westbrook didn't do it. Like he struggled.
Yeah, I was just about to say that.
It's not a given. You got to work at it.
Athleticism left Russell Westbrook just a little bit.
Yeah.
You know, he doesn't have a great outside shot. So, you know, you could still adapt your game. I'll give you a throwback one. You know, many years ago, Larry Johnson, when he first came into the league, going from UNLV to Charlotte, you know, Larry played above the rim. You know, it was Grandmama. He was dunking. I'm pretty sure back then he was in the slam dunk. I covered him when he came to New York. This was post-back surgery. He completely changed the way that he played.
Yep.
He played below the rim. He would play in the post. He had all this, like, assortment of quick spin moves, and he was still incredibly effective. So I think that's the one thing about John Morant. I think he's smart enough to do, like, his basketball IQ for a young guy is, it seems to be pretty high. And I also think he's got the fire. He kind of has, like, I don't care, like, you know, who you are or what you think. I'm going to play hard. I'm going to attack. I think that's the attitude that the Memphis Grizzlies have. That's why, to me, I enjoy watching them play, because they got, like, a little bit of a throwback mm-hmm. to them. They kind of remind me of a lot of the teams from the 90s. I still remember being there a few years ago, and I think Dylan Brooks might have been a rookie. And he got into it with Courtney Lee, who was playing for the Knicks at the time, a veteran player. And Courtney Lee is like a no-nonsense guy. And I was like, looking at Dylan Brooks, I'm like, man, this guy's ready to fight everybody. And to me, it never looked like kind of like a fake toughness. It looked kind of, it couldn't, yeah. like to me, it looks pretty legit. And I just think the way that they carry themselves, and sometimes you have to, when you're the Memphis Grizzlies and you've got all these big market teams that, you know, look down on you, I think that having that kind of attitude and edge works really well. Certainly the fans embrace. I don't think there's any doubt about that.
Man, having watched the Knicks as long as you have, how discouraging was the step back that they took this year, Frank? And what do you do? What do they need to put beside Randall? Is Randall the issue? Just where do you even start on sort of fixing the Knicks?
Yeah, I think that Julius Randall had such a breakout year last year. Mm-hmm. But, you know, remember, too, they weren't playing in front of fans. The minute, you know, the fans showed up in the playoffs, next thing you know, he's struggling big time against Atlanta. I just don't know if he's cut out to be that number one guy. You know, the fans got on him. He reacted. Like, you just can't. You know, I covered Patrick Ewing, and Patrick was treated as, wow, you didn't make it to the finals. What a crap year you had. You're a bum. And Patrick Ewing never let that stuff bother him. Every time I see him, I always apologize to him. I said, I think everyone was probably a little too hard on you. Because ever since he left, think about this, guys.
Yeah.
Since Patrick Ewing left, the Knicks have only won one playoff series. It's almost hard to believe. You know, we're going on 22 years
now,
one playoff series. But to get back to your point about what do they need to do, it's still a race for talent. Like, you need players. And, you know, Memphis has done a great job. They didn't get the number one pick. They got Ja Morant. And right now he's had a better career up to this point than Zion Williamson. You know, the drafting Dylan Brooks mm-hmm. and getting Jackson and getting Dylan, my guy, Desmond Bane, all that stuff. You have to have talent to win. And right now the Knicks' talent isn't good. I'll give you a good one. Think of it this way. Boston last year, after they flamed out against the Nets in the first round in five games, a gentleman sweep, they traded the first-round pick, and Boston loves hanging on to those first-round picks. They traded the first-round pick in Kemba Walker to Oklahoma City for Al Horford. Now, how would that trade work out? Al Horford has been unbelievable in the playoffs, and Kemba Walker, undersized guard with a bad knee, he went from doing okay early on with the Knicks. He wasn't even on the team by the end of the year, and that was Boston's starting point guard last year. This year, their starting point guard is Marcus Smart with Al Horford, and they're one win away from making it to the NBA Finals.
Yeah, talking to Frank Isola, catch him on PTI Around the Horn, Sirius XM NBA Radio. It feels like we are going to get Boston versus Golden State in the NBA Finals. We are owed a classic NBA Finals with as much of a dud as these conference finals series has been. Does that have the feel to you of a classic NBA Finals?
It could. What I find interesting about it, and, you know, I do the net games on the YES Network, so I see Kevin Durant, and when Kyrie Irving does play, you see him and then Harden with the weird year that he had. Think about it, guys. After 2019, Kevin Durant left the Warriors to join up with Kyrie in Brooklyn. Kyrie left the Celtics to join up with Kevin Durant in Brooklyn. Meanwhile, look at their two teams that they left. They're both one win away from making it to the NBA Finals. Meanwhile, the Nets with Kevin Durant and Kyrie Irving have won one playoff series. So there's going to be a lot of ground to make up for them. I think it can be a classic series. But also, you know, I always think back to the year that Cleveland beat Golden State. You know, that series wasn't really that compelling up until the end of Game 4 when Draymond got into it with LeBron. Yep. Draymond got the technical, was suspended for Game 5. Then Game 5 was good. Game 6 was good. And then Game 7 was one of the epic Game 7s that you have with LeBron turning in a performance for the ages.
So is this line in the sand that it feels like the Nets have sort of drawn with Kyrie that they don't want to do the long-term deal? Does it stay there? Do they eventually cross? Does Kyrie opt in? What happens there with that contract situation, Frank?
Yeah, I mean, I think if they could do some kind of trade, I think they would like to, but you just can't. He doesn't play enough.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this year it was 29 games, and here's my thing with Kyrie, who when he does play, he's a terrific player, everything like that. You know, he has some moments, he had 60 points against Charlotte. He had, you know, a 50-point game against Orlando. He's not a great defender. I get all that. but he just doesn't play enough. And so, and it's always something with him. You know, 2 years ago, he ghosted the team for 2 weeks. He was at like a party for his sister. He was photographed there not wearing a mask, and the NBA suspended him. Then it just always seems to be something, whether it's injury or he's just not into it, or the last year was the vaccination thing. I'm not even taking a political stance on it. It just falls under the category, it's always something. Mm-hmm. And that's why I admire the guys that play a lot. Like, first, you know, you're being paid to play, and you love to play. I mean, go back and look at Michael Jordan. Think about it, guys. The last 3 years in the league, in the league for Michael Jordan, he played every regular season game, he played every playoff game, he won three titles, and won finals MVP. Like, the best players need to be out there playing if your team is going to win. I'll give you one more good stat, and I'll defend my Desmond Bane, Mikal Bridges one more time. Mikal Bridges led the league in minutes played this year, okay, total minutes played. Mm-hmm. Do you know that if you put his numbers up to 19 years ago, the 2002-2003 season, he would have ranked 36th in minutes played?
Wow.
That's how much things have changed in the NBA. Damn. He was first this year. If this were 02-03, he would have been 36. And, oh, by the way, you know who played in more minutes back then than Mikal Bridges did this year? 40-year-old Michael Jordan, 39-year-old Karl Malone. That's how much the league has changed.
Yep, it has. Hey, Frank, man, great stuff. Appreciate the time,
Thank you, brother.
Always.
This was great.
Tell my good people in Memphis I love them. Hopefully we'll be down there in the final.
We can't wait to have you down.
Yes, sir. Thanks, Frank.
All right, brother.
He is Frank Isola. Catch him on Around the Horn. Catch him on PTI, SiriusXM, NBA. No,
he rewards the guys who play.
I suspect that would be the case, right? Mm-hmm. You cannot make any other credible argument about Ja Morant's performance. You wouldn't say, oh, he was just not good enough. That's not at all an argument you can make. It would just be he was not as available as other guys. Which, again, I would have voted. If I had a vote, he would be on my second team, right? But I can understand. You know, if that's your line, right?
Mm-hmm.
Then that's your line, and there's nothing. You know, it's pretty black and white from that perspective.
I will say, what I think he got right is having Embiid and Jokic both on the first team. Like, see, he took his top five for MVP and just made that the team. I actually like that. You know, some stick to center, forward. He put the two centers on the first team, and I think in this year, that's the right move. That's the actual right move. But I'm like you. I would have had Ja on there. In his case, Ja hasn't played enough games. Grizzlies are the second best team in the league. Who's the guy that was there for him? It's Desmond Bane. You see the line of thinking. We both would have gone different ways.
Absolutely. All right. We will come back again. Game five tonight, Western Conference. Golden State got a chance to get back to the finals. That dynasty continuing. Jason and John, how are you trying to?
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the Free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.
ESPN. It's never too early to talk about next season, and I saw that some early line, the biggest moving lines in week, I guess it's zero of college football. There's not technically a week one, there's a week zero, isn't there? Mm-hmm. Memphis and Mississippi State, that's their, isn't that?
Big one.
First, I don't know, is it Memphis' first? It's both, right?
I know it's Memphis' first game. We talked about that last week.
Opener.
Is it y'all's
Pretty sure
it's
y'all's opener, too.
I think they get a cupcake in the middle there someplace before, but I can pull it up real quick.
Yeah, I would like to. I mean, I don't know if it's there. I'm assuming that it is. Yeah, they're
okay.
It's looks like Mississippi State's first game
of
the season.
September 3rd. Yeah, that's so, it. First game for both.
So that line opened at 8. Right.
Man.
That line opened at 8.
Seems
at
high.
Mississippi State. It has moved to 15. That line has moved to 2 touchdowns plus.
Why is that? You're the linesmith, bro.
Well, because it's on the road, SEC environment.
But why did it not start there?
Yeah.
Because it's on the jump.
You just see, I mean, they don't know. I mean, you see where the money goes. All the money's coming in on Mississippi State. So then you correct it, right? I mean, you don't have to get it right from the open.
Just have it right at kickoff.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So the value, if you like Mississippi State, is gone. I mean, now it's like, you know, a must-bet Memphis situation. Two touchdowns? They going to go out sad like that?
And we know how much you love Seth Hennigan.
They going to go out sad like that, bro?
I mean, I feel like you about to predict a win.
Nah, here's the thing.
Seth and the boys going to go down there in Starkville, come out with a dub?
It's tough because they have so much to replace offensively, right? Like, you lost Sean Dykes. You lost Calvin Austin the third. And you just don't know how that's going to – it might take some time, right? Mississippi State's bringing back their quarterback. I'm assuming most of their, you know, receivers, and they're going to be ready. Like they're going to be so ready for Memphis in this game. It's not even going to be funny. So,
My boy Quindell going to have 24 tackles.
He's going to need to. That's going to do it for us today. Thanks to Frank Isola for joining us on the show today. Thanks to Ryan McDonough for hopping on as well. Game 5 tonight, Warriors and Mavs, right here live on 92.9 FM ESPN. Giannotto and Jeffrey, I'm next. Don't miss it. For Jason, I'm John. We're gone.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!